Few people are aware, you know, Jim, that that is actually Dave Kelber himself playing those guitar licks in the background.
I know he's very talented. I'm really impressed.
He is a Renaissance man, a talented man, and we are just doggone lucky that he sticks around in the building long enough to help us through the show this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Talk of the Town. I'm Steve Randolph, and today's program is devoted to the arts. When we return after our first commercial break, the studio is going to be filled with the sounds of music, at least the sounds of people who love making music, because the Stone Soup Symphony will be in the house. Now, you may have enjoyed this Hackettstown treasure in performance, but if not, boy, this is a great chance to discover them and hear what they've got planned for a very busy year ahead. President Rob Adams will be here along with several members of the band and the orchestra, rather. Now, in our second half hour, I'll be joined by Laurie Lawrence and Danny Campo. And we are back. I've got a little story to tell you here to begin our next segment. This is the story of Stone Soup. Once upon a time, somewhere in post-war Eastern Europe, there was a great famine in which the people lived jealously, guarded whatever food they could find, hiding it even from their friends and neighbors. Now, one day, a wandering soldier comes into the village and began asking questions, as if he planned to stay for the night. "There's not a bite to eat in the whole province," he was told. "Better keep moving on." "Oh, I have everything I need," he said. "In fact, I was thinking of making some stone soup to share with all of you." Now, he pulled in an iron cauldron from his wagon, filled it with water, built a fire under it. Then, with great ceremony, he drew an ordinary-looking stone from a velvet bag and dropped it in the water. By now, hearing the rumor of food, most of the villagers had come to the square to watch from their windows, and as the soldier sniffed the broth and licked his lips in anticipation, hunger began to overcome their skepticism. "Ah," the soldier said to himself rather loudly, "I do like a tasty stone soup. Of course, stone soup with cabbage, now that's hard to beat." Soon a villager approached hesitantly, holding a cabbage that he had received from its hiding place, and he added it to the pot. "Capital," cried the soldier. "You know, I once had stone soup with cabbage and a bit of salt beef as well, and it was fit for a king." The village butcher managed to find some salt beef, and so it went, through potatoes, onions, carrots, mushrooms, and so on, until there was a delicious meal for all. The villagers offered the soldier a great deal of money for the magic stone, but he refused to sell, and he traveled on the next day. The moral is that by working together with everyone contributing what they can, a greater good is achieved. And this is what the Stone Soup Symphony is all about. Now, here today to spread the good word about this local treasure of an organization are as follows. We welcome Rob Adams, president of the Stone Soup Symphony. Rob, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you.
Indeed. Berta Ferguson, bass player with the Stone Soup Symphony. Good morning.
Yes, hi. Thank you.
Indeed. We also have with us here Virginia Hand, oboist.
Hello.
Hello. And Bill Johnson. Bill, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And, wow, quite an interesting story. I love the story taken off your website, which really explains the name, because it is the name that causes the eyebrow to raise just a wee bit. It's like the Stone Soup. It's an interesting kind of a name. But if you would, now, the mission of the Stone Soup Symphony, Rob, as stated here, is to make, our mission is to make classical and symphonic music accessible to everyone.
Yes.
To the listening public, to musicians, giving them a place to play.
Right.
How did the Stone Soup Symphony come into existence?
It came about, my understanding, back in 1998. I didn't start it myself. George Akehurst initiated it along with Bob Pomichter. It started as a – they were music teachers. They'd give violin lessons and such in the area. And the they had a workshop. They said, "Like, we should have a workshop. Let's get all our students together. Let's pick a Saturday and let's all get together and let's have everybody play together instead of one-on-one music lessons." And so they did that. Everybody got together and they played and they said, "Hey, wait, wow, this was great. We all had a great time. We should do this more often." So more often became every Wednesday night. And so we ended up with dragging in more people. It was just a string workshop. I said, "Well, gee, here's somebody who wants to play the French horn. And here's somebody who wants to play the trumpet. And here's somebody who wants to play the clarinet." And it started to grow, and it started. Initially, it was very thin. There was quite a long time where the brass section was one trumpet and one French horn.
Well, I would figure it's got to be tough. I mean, you're relying on on populating the orchestra with local folks, right. and you may not have that many accomplished musicians in different disciplines.
Right.
How do you go about finding people to fill all these vacancies?
Well, this is one good step right here is the help of WRNJ. you guys really do help us get the word out, and we really appreciate that. We do some advertising around. It's a lot of word of mouth. It comes down to we provide a space for, you know, any musician who wants to come out and play, really. We're up to about 40 members now from a small string workshop. You know, these days we have about 40 members. We're a full symphony orchestra, really.
And it's quite a range, too. Just to shift gears a little bit mm-hmm. now, you have folks, as I understand it, that are school-age children. I mean, like yeah. middle school,
absolutely.
High school.
We have some, like, eighth graders.
And folks who have made their mark as professional musicians. There's a handful
yes,
as well.
Yes, we have a few that make their living with their instruments. Absolutely. Some music teachers, some performers.
And some folks, though, who, again, this is not their day job. Some people have a different day job. And just to kind of go through with the fact we have the rest of you here in the room, let's go through a little bit of this because, Bert, I think folks would be very interested to find out that not only are you a bass player, but you also have an interesting day job. What is it that you do rest of the week?
I'm the pastor at First Presbyterian Church on Main Street in Hackettstown.
It's like having a celebrity right there in the,
is it
in
really?
The orchestra. Now, how did you happen to hear about Stone Soup?
The day that I candidated, that I preached for the congregation for them to vote to call me as pastor, Stone Soup Symphony was having a concert that afternoon at the church in the same room.
Oh, my.
So that's when I first heard about it, and I got very excited. I said, do they need a bass player?
We always need a bass player.
This is true. We still do. But I couldn't join at that time. I was commuting back and forth, mm-hmm. and I was part of an orchestra in Bloomfield. But I moved to Hackettstown a year ago, and as fast as I could, I said, here I am. So I'm loving this orchestra. It's so much fun.
Well, I always regret at moments like this that we don't have a television component, because you see people talking about something that they love, that they're passionate about, which is hopefully why they're here talking about it on Talk of the Town, and the way you just light up in chatting about this, as I'm sure you do about your regular line of work. But it's wonderful to be able to do something that fuels that passion.
Right.
Virginia Hand, how did you hear about this?
I heard about it from word of mouth. Like, you know, I moved around a little bit, and I've been a musician since I was 10 years old. And, you know, music's something that's important to me. It's a passion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they were kind of like, well, you know, come on out and try it. And, you know, and I play the oboe. So it was kind of really unique and special. Like, obviously, I played with lots of other groups. And I think, you know, the thing that makes this so special is it's people from all, you know, backgrounds, you know, all levels of musicianship. Mm-hmm. And it's a really special feeling. And, you know, I'm a single mom, three little boys, full-time student. And, you know, this is my little refuge. It's something I get to do for myself. You know, I come out and I think, you know, it's so easy to be isolated these days. You know, mm-hmm. people, I'm sure there's lots of people out there thinking, you know, I want to get out and do something. I want to have fun. I want to, you know, be around other people. And I think that's, you know, what helps us thrive is not just doing something we love, but to work with other people, you know, towards a common goal.
And you really get a lot out of this activity on so many levels, musically, of course, and sharing your passion for the music. But I'm sure, too, just in becoming part of such a group. And Bill Johnson, I got to tell you, it was very impressive. I was reading up on the Stone Soup Symphony. Now, to have, say, played an instrument for a good number of years or whatever, maybe fallen away from it is one thing. You, my friend, you learned to play the instrument just to be able to join the orchestra. You're a trumpet player.
Yes, I did. I'm actually a guitar player, but I've never gotten the opportunity to play in a symphony orchestra, which I always wanted to. It's quite an experience to sit among 40 people and hear the music as opposed to the audience. I mean, it's great in both conditions, but I was never there. So I looked around the orchestra, and I said, I've got to find the easiest instrument to learn so I can get into this very quickly. So I said, well, the trumpet, it's only got three valves. How hard could that be? So I went out and bought myself a trumpet. Little did I know the difficulty of getting a single note out of a trumpet, let alone as many as I need. But,
well, it's got to be truly a different skill set than would be employed in using a guitar.
Absolutely.
I mean, you blow into a different end, for starters.
The calluses on my fingers had no use here in blowing a trumpet. But I stuck with it. And Rob's great encouragement, he encourages every musician to comes in here. And through his encouragement, I sit next to him. I have now graduated from not knowing the instrument at all. I am now all the way up to third trumpet.
Not bad.
Now, I will tell you,
and we only third trumpet out of how many?
Out of three.
But doggone it, you made the top three.
I sure did.
Now, and we're happy to have you, Bill.
How long were you playing, Bill, before you felt comfortable enough to really play out loud, shall we say? Because it had to be a little ramp up.
It had to be at least a year, really, before I had the nerve to try and blow a note that the public would appreciate.
Well, because, again, you could take that either way, and you don't want to blow the note. You want to be able to really
exactly right.
Do it exactly right. Now let's go into a little bit what folks can expect here when they come out to see it, because I was so impressed. Went on stonesoupsymphony.org. This is your website.
Yes.
And not only do you get a great sense of the group, but you do get a sense of how you sound. You actually have audio clips that you can look onto. Talk to the folks a little bit, if you would, Rob, about the kind of music that they can expect to hear at a Stone Soup Symphony concert.
Well, it really varies. We do a couple of concerts each year. We'll generally do one. Our next step round is going to be end of March. Might as well get that plug. March 29th.
Yes.
7 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church. That's going to be classic. We're doing Brahms' Second Symphony, and we're doing Rossini's Semiramide Day. You know, this is real classic stuff. We're going to this year. We're going to do another round in June, which is going to be a little bit of mix. We actually have a singer we're going to be working with.
Ah.
And so it's going to be some show tunes. That's June 8th up at Sussex County Community College. But it will be a mix. It will be some classical, and it will be some, like I said, some show tune kind of things for a singer.
Outstanding. Well, if folks are listening to this right now and thinking to themselves, well, gosh, I even know where the instrument is. I can get it out, dust it off, and you just know somebody today is going to, at some point in the afternoon, get that instrument out and just see if they can still, you know, make it work.
And they'd be welcome to come join us. We don't audition. We ask, you know, do no harm, but but anybody who wants to play is welcome to come and play. Now, we do have slots for certain things, like, you know, we can only take so many of certain instruments. Most of our woodwind section is full. Our brass, we could use maybe another trombone. It's really strings we're looking for. We'll take all the string players we can get: violins, cellos, bass, viola. We'll take all we can get our hands on. And yeah, if you got that, you know, your grandfather's violin in the closet somewhere, or, you know, used to play back in college and you want to try it again, or maybe you're a student. We have quite a few students from West Morris Central that come play with us, and we'd love to have more. They're great kids. And, yeah, dust it off, bring it out.
Absolutely. Well, now here, if you would find out more about the Stone Soup Symphony, you can shoot them an email with specific questions at music@stonesoupsymphony, just the way it should be spelled, .org. That's important, .org. StonesoupSymphony.org. You'll find them online as well. Rehearsals are held each and every Wednesday night, and this goes on at the First Presbyterian Church at 291 Main Street right here in Hackettstown. And again, rehearsals begin at 7 o'clock, 7:30 on Wednesday nights,
right.
And the first concert will be coming up, a public concert. You've got a private concert coming up for the residents of Heath Village on March 26th, but you will be performing at the First Presbyterian Church at 7 o'clock on Saturday, March 29th.
That's right. So anybody wants to come out, we'd love to hear you. Just to listen in the audience, or you want to join us and play, we'd love to have you out.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully some folks will take you up on that. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing to rediscover that love, that passion, and the delight that comes from being able to do what so few of us can actually do, and that's to pick up an instrument and actually have it sound the way it does when you guys play.
Yes.
Thank you so much for making the time. I know it goes so quick, but thanks so much for coming in this morning. We greatly appreciate having you here, and we'll look forward to talking with you a little bit down the road as we get closer to the concert.
Thanks for having us, Steve. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank
Rob Adams, Berta Ferguson, Virginia Hand, and Bill Johnson from the Stone Soup Symphony. We're taking a break. When we come back, we stay with the stage. We're going to the growing stage in NetCon with Lori Lawrence and Danny Campos after this.